Good morning. What do we need to do? There we go. Before we get started talking into the nitty-gritty of waste, I just want to mention a couple things about WHEEL, our organization. WHEEL was formed in 1978, which makes us 41 years old this year, although you, Charlene and I have not been with the Action League all that time. We're too young. We are an all-volunteer grassroots organization. That's all we've ever been. We feel that taking money from funders always obligates you to that funder, and so we are able to advocate freely for our various causes. We are also a 501c3 organization, which means that our any membership fees or other donations to WHEEL are tax deductible. In 2013, did we move? There we go. In 2013, WHEEL officially adopted the Zero Waste International Alliance's definition of zero waste, which is the conservation of all resources. And notice that they call it resources, not waste. The conservation of all resources by means of responsible production, consumption, and reuse, and recovery of products, packaging, and materials without burning and no discharges to land, water, or air that threaten the environment or human health. Note also that the definition specifically excludes incineration and minimizes the amount of waste sent to landfills. If you want a tutorial someday on the evils of incineration, we can give one, but we don't have enough time to do that today. A few U.S. cities have zero waste plans: San Francisco, New York, San Diego, Seattle, Austin, and Boston is in the planning stages of it. A few countries and non-U.S. cities have zero waste plans or goals, such as Taiwan, Wales, Vancouver, Buenos Aires, Japan, and cities in Japan, Belgium, Spain, and Ireland, and many other places across the globe. This chart shows the hierarchy of waste, and I will try to operate this and see if, oh, look at that. It's magic. That's the very first level, which is rethink, redesign, and that would be at the manufacturing level and, again, at the choice level of, do I really need this thing? The second one is reuse or reduce, and that would be to, you know, reduce the amount of waste and practice sustainable purchasing. Reuse, that's taking something when it's at the end of its product life cycle and reusing or repurposing it into something else. Recycling and composting, I think those speak for themselves, but we do need to do a much better job of recycling. And then there's materials recovery and residuals management. Those are things that we're not going to get into today just because of a time issue. And at the very bottom is unacceptable. And that's, as I had mentioned, landfilling as well as burning. And we don't have to worry too much about incineration here in Wisconsin. There are only a couple of incinerators. They're very old, and they are grandfathered into any permitting regulations. There's one in La Crosse, and where's the other one, Charlene? Barron County. So we don't have to worry too much about that, except that if some incinerators or incinerator processes start to try to come into our state, as they have. And Charlene has beaten them back every time. So Zero Waste Waukesha County, there's our logo. What is zero waste? Is it recycling? Well, yes, it's recycling, but it's both more recycling and better recycling, and we can do a better job here in Waukesha. But that's not, recycling is not all there is to it. It's reducing the stream of waste of material or resources into landfills and recycling containers. It's reducing waste at the manufacturing level, whether that means more efficient processes in the manufacturing of products or cutting down on the packaging of packaging of products or better designed products that won't break easily or can be repaired. Manufacturers can take products back at the end of their life cycle and recycle the materials. So zero waste is an idea. It's a way of thinking, a goal, a paradigm shift, a real challenge to us. We have to rethink our relationship with stuff. Everyone here today in this room, I'm sure, are all doing the right things. And that is great, especially if we're all doing the right things. However, we need to do all the right things together to inspire other people who might need encouragement or education to do the right things. And in the process, we're going to build community will that will encourage, even pressure, our leadership to do the right things also. San Francisco has, hands down, the most vigorous zero waste plan in the country and in the across the globe. The city has everyone working towards zero waste, from the mayor on down to the city manager, the waste collectors, and the residents who have are very savvy about separating their waste and avoiding waste in the first place. However, we don't have that kind of innovative leadership here in Waukesha County, and I'm not criticizing anyone, I'm not picking on anybody, but that is our reality. We're a very conservative county, and if we're going to get things done in this county, it has to come from the ground up, from the grassroots. So then our leaders hopefully would be inspired to get out in front of the parade and start leading and doing some of the things that San Francisco has done, some of the things that only a county or government can do. Zero Waste Waukesha County is not a new organization. We avoid organization. It's not an organization with the typical needs of an organization, such as funding, board of directors, annual meetings, monthly meetings, meetings. It's a coalition of organizations that take their own actions. But the difference is sharing and coordinating and doing it in concert with other organizations. Think of it as an umbrella. As a church, you do what you do. I mean, it's more than zero waste if that's the way you're going to go. But you do a lot of things, and this does not change anything you do. You simply choose what you're going to do. If you want to work on zero waste, you choose as a congregation what you want to do, and then bring it to everybody else and share. What are you going to do? Where are you going to do it? Are you going to do it in Heartland and Delafield, or just Heartland or Oconomowoc? And that way, at least other organizations know, for example, if you're going to work on composting in schools, that somebody here is already working on that, and then if another group thinks that that's a great idea, they can do it someplace else. So we're not doubling up on our efforts. Think of it as an umbrella. When you're doing other things, you remain the group you are and unaffiliated with Zero Waste Waukesha County. When you're doing zero waste, any activities, actions, or events, you step under that zero waste umbrella, and that's where we all can share what's going on. You operate under the zero waste umbrella for all things related to zero waste and zero waste only. It doesn't change who you are or what you do, but it does give us collective power. So groups, businesses, and individuals working together in grassroots action puts grassroots pressure on leadership. So zero waste, Waukesha County, if you decide as an organization, as a congregation, that you want to participate in this, this is what we ask of you, that you sign on to the Zero Waste International Alliance definition of zero waste that I just read a little while ago. There's a place on their website. You just go on there and sign your name, and then you're listed as an organization that supports that definition. Then we ask you to join Zero Waste Waukesha County, and we do have kind of it's a formal agreement, but it is informal in its intent. And that's just saying how you're going to work with us and how we're going to work with each other. It protects everybody. We share, as I mentioned before, we're sharing ideas. We can cross-promote each other's events. We share tools and resources, and WHEEL is already developing some tools. We've got a brochure, and we're also working on a card that you can leave at a restaurant if you want to skip the straw, telling that restaurant why straws are bad things. And speaking of skipping the straw, we'll go right to that. This is just some definitions of those various hierarchy things that we talked about earlier. So skipping the straw is one thing that WHEEL is going to be working on. There are up to 500 million, sorry about the change in volume here, there are up to 500 million plastic straws that are discarded every day in the United States, every day. And we don't actually have an exact number. There's no way that anyone can really know that, but that is what is estimated. So when you go to a restaurant or a drive-through, request not to have a straw automatically dropped in your beverage, because by then it's too late. You can bring your own reusable straw of stainless. They come in stainless steel, glass, bamboo, or silicone. You can also use a biodegradable straw that comes in paper, paper, pasta, seaweed, reeds, and I'm sorry, I'm having a little hard time reading my own slide there. Bamboo, yes. And those are also gaining in popularity and availability. So numerous cities, and this is trending, by the way, trending all across the country and the globe. 9 cities in Florida, plus Seattle, Washington, and several countries, including Scotland and Taiwan, have banned plastic straws. Portland, Oregon, and the state of California have straws upon request. Airlines such as American, Delta, United, Alaska Airlines, the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, and Marriott International are also skipping the straw. Sports teams, our very own Brewers and our Bucks, are skipping the straw, going straws on request, as well as Chicago White Sox and the San Francisco Giants. Recycling. The U.S. EPA estimates that the national recycling rate is 34.7%, so that everything that goes to, of all the things that we throw out, 34.7% is recovered either in a recycling program or composting. Recycling rates in the United States range from 7% in Indianapolis to 80% in San Francisco, a city with a zero waste plan. Other cities, Milwaukee, And Cincinnati are at 25%, Minneapolis at 37%, and Seattle at 57%. And they're the next closest one to San Francisco at 80%. But Seattle does have a zero-waste plan, and they didn't get started as quickly as San Francisco, but they're moving very rapidly. Waukesha County's recycling rate is estimated to be 27.3%. This is not as bad as some, but there's still a very vast amount of room for improvement. We can and we should do better, much, much better. And that's the beauty and the beast of zero waste. You can achieve a lot, but you can always do better. Now I'm going to turn things over to Charlene, who's going to talk about composting and single-use plastics.
Thank you. Okay. The US EPA estimates that 22% of all the waste going to landfills is food scraps. So if we compost, we can keep 22% out of the landfills. And we can do home composting, and we can also do commercial composting. Right now in the city of Milwaukee, they have a pilot program where there is a curbside collection for food scraps. And they have diverted 1,400 tons last year of food scraps from going to landfills. The person that is conducting this is a woman who owns a company called Compost Crusader, and she does the collections in Milwaukee, and she also collects food scraps from restaurants and schools and hospitals throughout the area. But the real issue I'm going to talk about today is single-use plastics. This has become the ultimate environmental nightmare. There is no away for plastics. They don't biodegrade, they photodegrade. And when they photodegrade, they become microplastics. A plastic bottle can take 450 years to photodegrade, and a plastic bag 10 to 20 years. But that doesn't mean they disappear, because they're constantly going smaller and smaller into microplastics. Considering that plastic production is expected to increase by 40% over the next decade, the problem is only going to get worse. And as you can see, let's see, how am I doing? There we go. That's a beach in Dominican Republic full of plastic. The Ocean Conservancy does a coastal cleanup every year, and each year, the items that I'm going to be talking about tonight, and Lori's brought a little of it to your forefront earlier, plastic bags, plastic straws, and plastic bottles continuously rate in the top 10 items collected during those cleanups. Plastic pollution isn't in one place. It's all across the globe. And you can see the first slide, India. And there's Norway. We don't necessarily think about Norway as having a lot of plastic pollution, but there it is. So it's something that is quite prevalent all across the world. Last year, the first time this has been done, they did brand audits. And these were done in 42 countries across six continents, and there were 239 cleanups. And the groups that performed this was Break Free from Plastic, Greenpeace, Global Alliance for Incinerator Alternatives, and the Story of Stuff Project, which you had two readings today from Annie Leonard, and local groups. And what they did, as you can see, they categorized the waste that they found by item, but they also did it by brand. And this is very important, especially in the zero waste hierarchy, because manufacturers really need to be responsible for what they're producing. And a lot of this is going into countries that do not have the infrastructure to handle even regular recycling. This slide is in the Philippines, and you can see it almost looks like it's solid. That's a creek, and people live right next to that. They've become a disposable society just as we've become a disposable society. And now they're being dumped on because of China not taking recyclables anymore. A lot of these countries are being dumped on with the recyclables that they can't handle their own, and now they have more. It's a big environmental threat. Just in the last 2 months, two whales, one in off the coast of Italy had 48 pounds of plastic waste in its stomach. And in March, one in the Philippines had 80 pounds of plastic waste. And these are just the whales that come up on across. Sometimes they sink to the bottom of the ocean and we don't see them. So the plastic waste is really a problem for the environment and for wildlife and marine life. Plastic bags are another problem. More than 50 countries have banned plastic bags. There are 15 countries alone in Africa that have banned plastic bags. Israel, Chile, Taiwan, Italy, Scotland, China, South Africa, the Netherlands, Greece, and France all have bans on plastic bags. In the United States right now, we have three states that have statewide bans on plastic bags. California, New York recently passed one, and Hawaii, which has bans in every county, so effectively that is a statewide ban. But there are other places, as you can see, that are looking right now for statewide bans, and many of those states already have lots of bans in their state. Massachusetts has 97 communities with plastic bag bans, so effectively they're looking to do a statewide ban. But here in Wisconsin, we can't have a ban on plastic bags because we have a law, Act 302, which passed in 2015, that does not allow any city, county, town, village to enact any type of restrictions or fees on bags, cups, bottles, or other packaging. And there are now 12 other states that have adopted the same type of law. Yes, we can do that, but the law does not prohibit a statewide ban. So what we would like to do is work collectively with groups across the state, and let's get a statewide ban so everything's uniform and everything is together. But we could do that. So that's one thing that we can look to do. But these things are happening everywhere. I found these two posters, and I thought they were kind of interesting. Salem, Massachusetts, the first one, was announcing their plastic bag ban in 2018, and I thought that was a very creative poster. But the second poster really struck me. It's from the city of Madison, Connecticut, and that is from the Chamber of Commerce. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have the Chamber of Commerce here promoting refuse the bag, refill the bottle, refuse the straw? So I think these are inspirational because they're happening across the country, and we can do the same type of things here if we have the wherewithal to do it. Another way to reduce waste is bottle bills. I'm very familiar with them. I supported the Massachusetts bottle bill, which was implemented in 1983. There are 10 states in the country that have bottle bills. And right now, there are six states that have proposed legislation for bottle bills. Arkansas, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Single-use water bottles are perhaps the biggest problem that we see. It's the number one selling single-use beverage. And as you can see, the sales of those have escalated tremendously over the past 15 or 20 years. And bottle bills work. States with bottle bills have much higher recycling rates. They average more than 60% compared to about 24% for non-bottle bill states. And here's a couple of more examples. This is Hawaii. This is Los Angeles. The plastic pollution problem is everywhere. And now we're going to look at where it is right in our backyard. This is Lake Michigan. You can even point out straws and cups and plastic bags. And there's the museum right in the background. So there is no way. The Alliance for Great Lakes reports that 22 million pounds of plastic enter the Great Lakes each year. And microscopic pieces of plastic have been found in drinking water and even in beer. So people are being affected by this as well. The next steps. Well, recycling alone is not going to solve the pollution crisis. We need to campaign for change with proven methods to reduce waste. Collectively in Waukesha County and across the country, we can influence manufacturers to produce products that can be reused, recycled, or composted and move towards zero waste. I just want to thank you very much for inviting Lori and I to share the vision of zero waste with you. I was very impressed with your readings because I'm very familiar with Annie Leonard, and I thought they were terrific, and with the youth group. That was fantastic, the questions they had. So you're all very enlightened, and you're probably not hearing a whole lot of things new that we're telling you, but we just want to reaffirm that there are some real serious problems, and we can all work together. I just want to leave you with one simple question to contemplate. If you're not for zero waste, how much waste are you for? Thank you.